Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day and a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 108, talking about some stories in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about an incident involving Ravin. He was once going along behind Rav Yirmiya by the bank of the Sea of Sodom. He said and asked Rav Yirmiya, "May one wash with this water on the Shabbos?" Rav Yirmiya answered him, "It is permitted." Ravin then asked, "When washing with the water, may one close his eyes and open them to allow the water into his eyes?" Rav Yirmiya answered him, "I have not heard what the law is in this specific case, but I have heard that the law is in a similar case." Rav Zera would report a teaching that contained two laws. Sometimes he would say it in the name of Rav Masna. Sometimes he would say it in the name of Mar Okva. Both of them, Rav Masna and Rav Mar Okva, said these two laws in the name of the father of Shmuel and Levi. Each reported one law in the name of the father of Shmuel and the other one in the name of Levi. One of them, either the father of Shmuel or Levi, said to put wine inside the eye is forbidden, but to put wine over the eye is permitted, and the other one said to put raw saliva even over the eye is forbidden. This reminds me of the idea how in the Torah way of life, in the Judaic way of life, we're supposed to ask questions, we're supposed to seek advice, especially from a Rav. Pirkei Avos teaches us, Pirkei Avos explains to us, "Aseh lecha Rav o kaneh lecha chaver." Even if you have to pay to get a friend, even if you have to acquire a friend through some mutual interest or some mutual agreement, some mutual deal, you don't buy yourself a rabbi, you make yourself a rabbi. You have to find yourself a rabbi, a pivotal person to ask your questions, to seek life guidance from. Not just in general, not just sometimes when you have a big shiloh, whether you're worried about a pot being tray for kosher, or you're worried about kosher in kitchen or whatever, but even little questions, even little things you might need guidance. Should I go into this profession or not? Should I do this or not? Should I get this or not? Is this a good deal or not? A lot of times there are people that are live and breathe by the words of their rabbis. It's not, you don't have to ask about if you need to buy this piece of meat or not, if it's the best price, but there are different decisions in life that we should definitely go and bring it by the rabbi to give us the proper guidance and the proper answers. And so too in life, when you have different decisions, different conditions, different things that you feel like you should be doing, look into the Torah. The Torah has the answers. The Torah has the abilities to know where you should go, what you should do, and where you should be headed. You think about the name, your essence of your name, what the meaning of your name, and you look at the verses related to your name that we could say in Shemona Esrei also can point you in the right way. So always make sure to make yourself a rabbi, find and make yourself the rabbi, Aseh lecha Rav, and look into the Torah and find out what you should do. So many times, there's so many Tanaim and Amoraim in the Gemara, so many sages, great Torah scholars who would always go by what the words of the rabbis would say, so too we should do in our daily lives as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 109 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.